Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Before we start, I got to read an overrated that was outstanding from one of our listeners.
Good.
He's talking about sports bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh man, where did this thing go? He goes, overrated sports bars. I know a place with all the sports that I can hear on the TV with a private bathroom and cheap drinks and plenty of seating. Rare occasions, the owner upstairs puts out two. Now that's a great overrated. That is one way to say, and we talked about it during the break, I like to watch sporting events at my house. Exactly right, for the same reason. Especially when you have the DVD and you got DVR and you can stop it.
Right.
Tremendous.
Wonderful.
But anyway,
that's a good one.
So I think, yeah, that was creative, yes. Can we be as creative on these? Let's see if we can.
Oh, no. That's a lot of pressure.
Absolutely not.
That is a lot of pressure. No, I think that to go to a sports bar to watch a game, I guess if you're with a bunch of buddies and you want to have that community atmosphere, but it is a little loud and distracting. I like my couch. I like to scream at my TV, of which I'll start with the Vikings being overrated. I'm going to hone in a little more on the offensive line. And then I'm going to ask, because David and I were talking about this, because I was mildly nervous. I didn't have a good enough list of overrated, underrateds today. But usually when there's an offsides, right, false start, you can see it. Like, you can see someone move. And it was so weird because they kept throwing the flag. And I'm like, I didn't see anybody jump. Did anybody see anybody jump? Did you watch the game? I mean, was it clear they were jumping?
Well, a couple of them were. But what happens is, once, and I'm not, I've watched football for years.
Me too.
You know, I don't know what holding is. I mean, I know what it's supposed to be. I don't know what they call. I don't know what catching a ball is anymore. I don't even know the rules. But there was one where Justin Jefferson, I mean, because the linemen are screaming and pointing, then all of a sudden there comes some point in time when they get set.
Yep.
If you just twitch, like if you move, like if you rock back a half an inch, that's a penalty.
That's baloney. I mean, let me just say officiating then is overrating because it wrecks the game. What are you doing? Let's play football. Let's watch the play.
Exactly.
I mean, you spend more time with that.
If you move just a little tiny bit, Justin Jefferson one was, I mean, you could see him when they showed it. You could see him. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't get that. The whole point is if you move a little bit, you're going to draw the defense offside. And then it's you. But here the defense is pointing at him saying, nah, 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 look who did it. They weren't drawn offside. I don't know why that's a big deal.
The other one, and I'm going to do another crack on officiating. There was a tackle, right, that they called the penalty on, and I want to say we were tackling their...
Dallas Turner tackled their quarterback.
It looked like a fine tackle. Now,
it used to be.
You know why it's not?
Why?
You know why it's not?
Somebody got hurt.
Do you remember?
Mr. Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
By
Anthony Barr, right?
Anthony Barr.
The one that busted up his shoulder.
Anthony Barr did tackle and fell on him, and Aaron Rodgers got hurt. You know, we can't have Aaron Rodgers get hurt. Although, I actually agree with this rule. I think how they enforce it is maybe, in other words, if you look at the really experienced pass rushers, when they come in, as soon as they hit the quarterback, they've learned to roll off of
it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Turner's young, doesn't he seems to get a lot of stupid penalties. He didn't even make an attempt to roll off him. And by the way, the Lions game, we got the benefit of the exact same play.
Did we?
In reverse. Yes.
How good are the Lions? Man, they look good.
Yeah,
Last week they did.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Doggone it.
Well,
they looked good yesterday.
The Vikings had maybe one procedure penalty when they're playing on the road, which usually is way tougher because you're trying to communicate, the crowds make noise.
Right.
You know, years ago, do you remember this? Years ago, if the crowd made too much noise, they would flag.
That's right.
They would put a flag and they'd say, warning,
you got to quiet down.
If you don't
quiet down,
you're going to get your team. And finally, they realized, no.
Come on.
Exactly.
Again, to my point, officials.
Well, the officials are just enforcing the rules. They don't make them.
I know, but I still think that's therein lies the trouble, the riff, or whatever you call it. That are they power hungry? Do they go to every game and say, I'm going to throw a lot of flags?
I'm telling you, these are the rules. If you twitch just a little bit, that's a penalty.
But is there not some subjectivity involved in it?
Well, there isn't holding and pass interference, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. A lot of subjectivity in that.
Right.
I mean, you have no clue when they're going to call interference and when they don't.
I know.
You know,
it irritates me.
It's very vague what it is and what it isn't. But if you move, once you're set, if you move the littlest bit, that's supposed to be a penalty. So the refs are just doing what they're told. And same with Dallas Turner. When he fell on him, I knew it was going to get called. I mean, it's just that's the rule.
It felt like he also tackled him up high. Like, had he been able to get him at the waist and below?
Well, you can't hit below the waist either on a quarterback.
they
want to have quarterbacks healthy, Susie. I get that. Rodgers ruins everything somebody said here. Yes, I can.
Yeah, he's overrated.
Susie wants anarchist.
I want straight up football.
No rules.
Let them beat the hell out of
it. I'll tell you what, Susie.
I'll tell you what.
Go back on YouTube and find some game from like 1977 and go watch it.
They
used to have this, the CBS, and then they would show some guy blowing a guy up. Every single scene they showed would now probably be a 15-yard penalty, and several of them would be ejections.
Yeah.
So it's for safety. Concussion protocol.
All right. So, what was my other one, Dave? I was going to talk
about Isaiah.
So I have a grandson.
Yes.
Of course, though. And
Aren't they wonderful? Grandson?
Oh.
I got three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Well, mine is 14 months. So he's walking and he's very funny.
And talking.
Very communicative.
Nonsense most
of
the time.
Yeah, nonsense and also a lot of head nodding. I'm like, you want to have a bath? I said, you want to go have a bath?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he has his bath and I'm helping him and we're having fun. And we have these two cups from like a Gopher football game, the plastic drink cups. And I said, we started with the two cups and we put one cup inside of the other cup and he started to laugh. And then I took the cup out, and he started to laugh even more. Then I put the cup back in. I mean, he was hysterical laughing at this. And I'm cracking up just because he's cracking up. And his dad, my son Ben, comes in and says, what are you guys laughing at? I said, you know what? It is funny to put a cup inside another cup.
I'm going to say this about grandchildren, now that I have three of them.
Yes.
Incredibly underrated.
I know.
I know everybody told me it's the greatest thing in the world. I went, all right,
No.
I was so
floored.
It's so amazing. And like Charlotte is like 21 months, and she just laughs at everything.
Everything.
Like we were out shopping for something, and she's in the car, and just everything's funny to her.
Everything.
She never stops laughing.
No.
It's just, she's just living the best life. And it's, although my wife takes care of the bathing duties. And our other littler one, who's about 15 months, 16 months, Gracie. Lisa goes, you got to come up here. And there was poop all in the bathtub.
Oh, no. It's your not job. Good. You got to help me.
I guess you got to clean that up.
Yeah, like a scooper. You know, I mean, they really are. And their little mannerisms, and Ben, my son, is really loves football. And it's on a fair amount. And I said, when I was over there Friday night, I said, or was it Saturday? Saturday night. I said, should we watch some football? And he goes, plumps over, plops down on the couch, does the old football. I was like, you are so funny. But they're so smart.
You've got to You got to teach him the skull.
No, he's a Packer fan.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Oh, no.
It goes through the father's genes.
Yes,
and
it does.
It does. My ex-husband's a Packer fan. They own season tickets. And Josie, my daughter, have a share of the team. They have certificates.
Okay.
I swear to God. Look, and I'm sure Isaiah's going to get ownership.
Here's what you do. Mm. Because when they're that age, you know, if I wanted to say and do a couple of fingers up and point up like you're giving everybody the finger,
yeah.
They would do it and laugh, right? They would do it because they don't know any better.
Right.
So you need to teach them the skull chain.
With the fingers.
And also go show your dad.
how mad would he be?
He won't know any better. we got to take a break.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks for listening to my little contribution.
Come back. We'll do a little more
overrated. See what folks have to say on the text line.
We will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back. Korzenowski in for Hartman with Susie Jones, Dave Harrigan. Dave, you got it overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Yeah, I've got a few of them here. Right. Let's start going back to Friday. Susie was in here hosting. And for anybody who's interested in the Edmund Fitzgerald today, 50 years since the ship sank to the bottom of Lake Superior, if they miss it on Friday, Susie, it was something people should go back to. The interview with Terrence Teisel, who was one of two guys they dove together, he and his buddy Mike Z, in 1995, dove down scuba diving, not in a submersible like every other dive has been to see the Edmund Fitzgerald, but went down by themselves and saw the Edmund Fitzgerald. Terrence talked about just what all went into going on a dive like that.
Isn't it 530 feet below that deep?
Yeah, it's about 500 feet. And he talked about putting his hands on the rail of the bow and saying, you know, just that feeling. Mm. If you can go back to that Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, you find the podcast because that I haven't stopped thinking about that interview since Friday.
And he was also, in addition to being really technical about how it went and how much training went into going down to certain levels and different types of oxygen and gases they needed at different levels. I mean, it was brilliant just what he went through. But then the spiritual part about the emotional part of it for him to understand that he was at a gravesite and that, you know, what propelled him to do it, what propelled him to touch the railing of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
And hearing from families afterwards who weren't exactly thrilled about it.
He got a lot of flack for that.
For touching it?
For touching it.
For just going in general.
Yeah. Really? Why?
Yeah.
I just think it's so sacred and, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Because I know I think Channel 9 did a thing where they went down, and I just saw ads for it, where they went down maybe in a submersible.
Submersible. But most of those guys did that.
But
and
it would
took
seem,
video.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering. I also heard that it's very well preserved, given the fact that the water is really cold or it's not salt water.
Yep.
Lake Superior is not salt water, right?
No, fresh water.
Fresh water.
So that makes a big difference, I'm guessing.
Right. Yes.
Preservation.
So. Anyway, go back and take a look at that. A couple overrateds. Number one, getting out to the bus stop today. We're in a race with the two kids, the 5-year-old and the 8-year-old. We're already running late. Daddy's getting annoyed. Come on, we got to get the shoes on, get our jackets. Don't wear those shoes. You can't wear those shoes.
Oh,
you have gym class today. Put on your tennis shoes. Bus comes at 8:12 in the morning. It's 8:11. We're finally out there. The bus is just about to come racing around the corner. And the 8-year-old's, Daddy, I have to go potty.
Oh, boy.
You do not have time to run back to the house. Are you prepared to miss the bus? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're killing me.
So you have to give the 8-year-old a ride to school?
Yes, I had to give the 8-year-old a ride to school, and I was actually surprised. The 5-year-old just said, All right, fine.
I'll
take the bus by myself.
Oh, no, did she?
Don't care, yeah. I'm fine. All right, okay, I'll get up there. Yeah, and they're the first stop of the morning. So she's on the bus all by herself. I'm waving while the others already probably just barely getting to the front door to get in and go to the bathroom.
Oh, Lord.
But luckily, it's good to know as a parent that you know your child realizes they screwed up. Because she got 45 minutes worth of chores before we actually had to leave for school then. And she did them without arguing. It was great.
So was she missing class?
No. No, they're the first. Their bus ride totals about an hour because they're the first ones to get picked up.
Boy.
It's ridiculous, but it's how it has to be. So, you know, she's like, all right, Daddy, let's go. No, we can't drop you off till 10 minutes before school starts. So see that vacuum there? Uh-huh. See your room and my room? Go.
Wow, you
Did
made
her
vacuum?
Did she do it? Did she understand?
She vacuumed both rooms.
Golly,
she took
how
some,
old is she?
She's 8. It was the oldest, so she's very well versed in being able to vacuum. And I said, all right, those clothes in the dryer, let's get them out and fold them up. Let's go here.
No way, you are a tyrant.
Yeah, the only problem was she got about halfway through the dryer load. I thought she was done. Then we're about to walk out, and I see it's still half full.
Oh, boy.
So, let's finish up.
You didn't make
you got her
finish
there on
up.
Bet
I
how
did.
Long does it take to drive her to the school if you're not in the bus?
About 15.
Oh, so it's not that long way away. There's just so many stops.
It's so many stops. It's, complicated.
So she's the first one and the last off. Is that right?
Yes. The afternoon bus
that's a bummer,
is much quicker.
Man. A lot that's of a bummer being the first on and last off. That's a bummer. That's a bummer.
Yeah,
I got
weird.
One.
Okay.
This maybe seems obvious. I think watching a sporting event live is incredibly overrated. That if you can watch it when it's, because when I do the show here on Sundays, you know, when they kick off at noon, I can't get home in time for the kickoff. Usually I got to run a couple errands. I usually get home. Usually takes me maybe 45 minutes to get home. Maybe I'm getting whatever. Because I'm in no hurry because I've got it on the DVR. Now, you have to be disciplined to put on like a music station. And my wife knows not to start the game till I get home. And, and then we sit down and we start it and you just speed through every commercial. And guess what? You catch up with about 2 minutes to go in the game. Now you have to keep your phone away from you, right? Yeah. You gotta put it to the side so I can't make any snarky tweets during the game like I want to do if it's a live game. And I really like that. You know, have you ever? I mean, but if I'm home, I watch it live when I'm home. But I think there's something to be said for go out and do something for an hour. You know, go mow the lawn or something and come back in, and it's fantastic. I love it.
You should make the snarky tweets anyway, just so people can see how you're catching up with what they've already seen.
Delayed snarky
tweets. The delayed tweets.
Yeah.
Like, I know Linneman always, because I am on my show, Linneman always texts me something, and my phone's going, burr, burr, burr. So I know Linneman's doing something, so I just put it aside. So finally, when I catch up, I look, and Linneman goes, JJ looks great.
that's
I said,
funny.
He goes, JJ looks great. The defense looks great. I said, Tom, one of those things held true.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's.
I always, it's not happened to me, but where I've blown it for somebody.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, what a bummer. And they're like, don't tell me anything. You know?
Yeah, it's, and then there's sometimes that I just don't care. You know, I'll watch it. So that's what I got. Anybody else got any?
Well, I'll actually jump piggyback off yours because I had one more. Speaking of live sports. Online in-game betting, now with the newest scandal with the pitch rigging thing with with Clase and Ortiz, the pitchers for the Guardians, how are we not done with this? We had the Terry Rozier last month, the NBA player, and now we have two pitchers that are indicted for, you want me to throw a ball in this 2-2 count to that player? I can do that for you.
Right.
But, you know, isn't it Pete Rose material? Isn't it lose your credentials or lose your stars?
No, they're
they're facing up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah. And Jonte Davis is, the basketball player, who already pled guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kicked out of the league forever.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean you couldn't maybe get back in some. But, no, if you get caught doing this, if what they're saying that, who are the guards? Well,
Clase and Ortiz.
Oh, how about the two basketball players? It was Rozier.
Terry Rozier and.
And James Jones. Something Jones, James. But Damon James or something. If they get convicted of this, I think they'll be kicked out. No, they're both veteran players. In fact, well, the one's not a coach now. He's retired.
Yeah.
And Rozier's getting close to retirement. But the pitches are.
Well, Clase's a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah. And you know, they have the number of pitch. He has to throw it lower miles per hour and outside. So he spikes it in the dirt when they got the information. And I heard when I was getting ready, that Jordana was saying, you know, the minimum salary is $729,000. Well, Claus, these two guys are making millions of dollars. So I wonder what gets them to go on that. I think maybe they themselves are gamblers and got into some trouble. But when
like
you say
an addiction.
DraftKings and FanDuel Sports, they're the only two. Do you see ESPN shut her down? ESPN Bet shut it down?
They've got to deal with DraftKings, though.
Yes.
Now.
But DraftKings and these two, there's no other ones in there, and they are very – they have no integrity at all. None. If you're losing, they give you VIP points. Mm-hmm. If you're winning, they kick you off. And all these really good gamblers that know what they're doing, they have to use mules to go place their bets for them. And it's supposed to be the opposite. So they're going to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. They don't care that these guys ruin their lives. They don't care about any of it. These two sports books are worth billions of dollars.
Yeah, and the leagues are in bed with them, and the money is so huge, they're not going to do anything either. But, I mean, if you want integrity to the game, clearly we're losing it very rapidly.
Yes, all the props have got to go. I mean, and really, the whole thing, imagine putting a casino in a college, in a 20-year-old college boy's hand.
Yes. 24/7.
It's like, wow. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And they're just in high school, too. Right. It's running rampant. It really is. I recommend the Michael Lewis Against the Rules podcast on gambling. It's about 7 episodes. Outstanding.
Okay.
He breaks it down. We know how good Michael Lewis is at everything he does. It's really, really good stuff. So, all right. Thanks, everybody.
We'll talk to you soon. I'll be back in a half hour.
When we come back,
the
world-famous game show, What's Up with Trump? What's Up with Trump?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it is a lot of people say, by the way, Korzenowski in for Hartman. Chad will be back tomorrow. Dave Harrigan with me as well, kind of steering me through it. It's pretty impossible to not talk about Trump. I got to say one thing about the guy. How does he get all this done? He's in Asia. He's at the football game. He's doing a flyover. He's in the Mobile office. He's passing all these proclamations. I mean, the guy is busy.
He doesn't sleep.
He really doesn't. I don't think he does. But the what's up with Trump part, this is not to criticize Trump. This is stuff that Trump does that is funny. And it's not in any way, shape, or form. It's not harmful to our country, which is like the other stuff which we did in the first hour. But for example, so we got a couple of items here. What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump? President, he pardons Rudy Giuliani and 76 others. The list of 77 people, by the way, he was pardoning them because they had been accused, or in some cases convicted at some points, of involvement in an effort to overturn the 2020 election. We all know about that, Rudy Giuliani. I'm just sad that I think that to be more accurate, he should go back in front of that lawn care business. And Rudy should put some makeup on that's going to run, and that's where he should issue him, give him his pardoning paper.
Four seasons.
Yeah,
long
four seasons.
Landscape, right?
That's what I'd like to say. Some of the others were Sidney Powell, a very decorated attorney in her craft, and she went over the deep end with Trump. John Eastman, Kenneth Cheesebro, Trump's chief of staff in 2020, Mark Meadows, they all got pardons. The pardons are largely symbolic, as none of the people listed were convicted of federal crimes, which the presidential pardon covers. So he's just doing it. They didn't even need it. But he does it anyway. I guess to say, they didn't do it. So no. I'm gonna make a proclamation that you didn't do it. I guess is what he's saying.
Yeah, it seems like another way that he's just poking the Democrats. Just poke the left side of the country again.
I'm a franchise lawyer, and there's this other franchise lawyer that I know that's in Miami. Worked with another firm that does a lot what we do, and I see him at the franchise law convention every year.
And must be hopping good time.
And I can't remember. I'm not going to say his name, but. I went up to him because he was working for Trump. I don't know what he was doing for Trump, but the word had gotten around. So I went up and I said, "Are you still working for Trump?" He goes, "Yes, I am." I said, "Is he paying your bill?" He goes, "Yes, he is."
Well,
I said, "Do you like working for Trump?" He goes, "Yes, I do." So there's one lawyer. He's getting paid his bills.
If he gets the bill paid, that's not a bad job.
Yep. No,
so plenty of work.
My guess is this guy's probably a Trumper anyway, just from knowing him in the past. But that's okay. Good for him. Trump now is rejecting visas for fat people. The Trump administration has ordered visa officers to deny immigrants who are obese or have certain health issues in yet another instance of the president's strange obsession with fat people. Now, some might say that Trump is a little bit overweight himself.
Last I heard, what, 6'2", 220?
Wasn't that, is that what he said?
That's what we heard about a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think he's a little more than that.
No, of course he's a little more than that.
You know,
he's not slim.
People that wonder if I have Trump derangement syndrome, I absolutely do. I'm telling you what, I've had dreams that Trump shows up in these dreams. So I had one, we're at like some sort of an event. Okay, I don't know what it was. You know, people are having cocktails. People are milling like we had a convention or a work event or something like that. And in walks Trump, and he's not wearing his jacket. He's just got his tie on, and you never see him, but a white shirt on underneath. And he was extremely thin. And I said, Donald, and I like patted his stomach. I said, man, you look great. What have you done? He goes, yeah, I'm really cutting down. He says, there you go. That was my dream. Now, where that came from, I don't know, because that it doesn't look like he's cutting down. So,
well, anyway. No, that's the rub he's gotten on what Chris Christie, you know, makes fun of his weight, makes fun of J.B. Pritzker's weight. You know, what was the one a few months ago? He talking about the Ozempic and Wegovy pills. Yeah, I know a guy who's been on them. He says, Don, I've been on them for quite a while. I says, it's not working very well.
I do remember that. Not working very well. Trump wants the Washington Commanders to name their new stadium after him. President Donald Trump wants the Commanders to name their planned $3.7 billion stadium after him, multiple sources with knowledge of the situation told ESPN. A senior White House source said there have been back-channel communications with a member of the Commanders ownership group led by Josh Harris to express Trump's desire to have the Dome Stadium in the nation's capital bear his name. The new stadium is being built on the old RFK Stadium site that served as the team's home from 1961 to 1996. Now, Trump, that reminds me of George Costanza. When George Costanza, I kind of screwed this up on Sunday. I said George Costanza wanted his nickname to be Seven, as I was belittling J.J. McCarthy for naming his alter ego Nine, which now should maybe be converted to Eight, because that's the thing he's done. Or it could be 22 for 22 incompletions. Well, and I got it wrong. George wanted to name his children Seven. But what George wanted to name himself, remember what it was?
T-Bone.
And then they all said no, and they named him after some monkey. Remember that?
Coco the monkey. Yes.
So going up and saying, hey, do you mind naming your stadium after me? First of all, most of these stadiums are being, well, I mean, it's not uncommon to name them after politicians, right? The Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome was named after
him. Sure.
Now they're all named, obviously, after their
corporate sponsors.
But it could be you know, AT&T Stadium and Donald Trump Field. Sure. You see him doing that, right? A lot of times they're dead. Now, I guess they named the Washington Airport Reagan when he was still alive, I think, right? But can you imagine if, and I don't know whether he has a good relationship with the owner of the Commanders or not. I mean, a couple of years ago, Trump was saying, we're not going to let you build a new stadium unless you go back and call yourself the Redskins. I think he's dropped that. He also was on Fox News yesterday talking about how he's getting along with all the owners. And, you know, when a couple of years ago he was saying they should fire all the players for taking a knee. Hey, Donald Trump is nothing if not malleable. Okay, he can change his position when it looks for it. So yesterday he showed up on the Fox broadcast of the Commanders-Lions game, and he was charming at some point, but he couldn't hold back, right? He goes, the prices are going down, prices are great. You know, the turkey at Walmart's a lot less than it was last year. You know, all not true. Okay, the inflation is not going down since Biden was here. If anything, it's gone up a little bit. And maybe it's gone up at a slower rate than it was going under Biden. There's, you know, you can cook the books however you want and talk to about it. But I think it's still, we still have plenty of inflation going on out there. I don't think the tariffs are helping a heck of a lot. And finally, on Sunday, he announced that if there's a $2,000 tariff dividend will be paid to all Americans. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said the payments would be for all but high-income people. The president also called critics of tariffs fools and said the U.S. was taking in trillions of dollars. But any such scheme would likely need congressional approval, and Trump has previously signaled he would prefer to use tariff revenue to tackle the national debt. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hey, look, anytime they give away free money, I never get any of it. I don't expect to get any of it. So, but I'm not even thinking this is really not going to happen. But you know, if he wanted to do it, I'm sure a lot of people would like it. Maybe he should, given where his approval.
Trump checks. That's what we'll call him.
Trump checks. Trump checks. Coming up, a couple more Minnesota lawyers fall victim to ChatGPT here on 830 WCCO. It is 1:49 here on the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your windows with Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin. Installation labor is 50% off through November 30th. Once again, your time check is now presently 1:50 here at 830 WCCO. Couple of texts here. Like I said, I always love filling in for Chad because the texters are, I think they make some good points, and they're pretty funny. I mean, there's some funny ones. So like,
we good snark.
We were talking about that Donald Trump wants them to name the Commander's new stadium after him. So somebody suggested Felony Field. That has a nice alliteration to it. You know, FedEx Field, Felony mm-hmm. Field. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one at all. Somebody else says here about Trump, because I voted for Trump 3 times, and I would vote for him again. I agree that he's not a nice guy. Biden seemed to be a nice guy. He was just totally clueless. I'd rather have somebody who is not so nice running our country than a clueless nice guy. The leaders of the company I work for, which is a Fortune 500 company, are not what you would consider nice either, but the results are what they are, results driven. Americans have thin skin, and it doesn't take too much to get them upset about anything nowadays. Well, there's a lot here. I'm not talking about whether he's a nice guy or not a nice guy. In fact, I think when he wants to be nice, like he was on the air yesterday, he can be a very personable guy. Bill Maher went over and did lunch with him and said he's really a nice guy.
Bill wants to do it again.
Yeah, I would love to play golf with him. I would say, why do you do this? Why do you do that? I would love to ask questions of him and see if he'd answer them.
Would you count his strokes for him?
I would not. I would not count his strokes for him. I don't take golf that seriously. I mean, you generally don't. But I'm not saying that he's not nice. I'm saying he is. My biggest problem with Trump is he's anti-democratic, okay? He's trying to fix the elections. He doesn't accept them when he loses. He doesn't play by the rules when it comes to that. And he's taking from the poor and giving to the rich. Those are my two main problems with Trump. That's the two main problems I have with him. He's definitely doing it. He cares about getting rich people richer, and he doesn't. And if the poor people have to pay for it, that's fine by him. I don't think he cares one way or the other. That's my problems with Trump, not that he's not nice. So I got that out of the way. ChatGPT, I can't believe I saw this article again today that you sent me. Two Minnesota attorneys have joined a growing disreputable list of legal officers caught submitting legal filings using phony case citations fabricated by artificial intelligence. Any lawyer now, a lot of lawyers are using ChatGPT to write briefs and stuff.
Sure.
I don't trust it. I think I would have to get a really good AI. And ChatGPT, in my experience with ChatGPT, is it's not very good. There's so many mistakes in it. For example, do you realize now whenever you Google something, ChatGPT comes up?
Yes.
That's the first thing you get.
Google AI right there.
Yeah, and like I was doing this, I was talking about a couple weeks ago on my Sunday show, I was preparing for doing the Quessy that I was kind of saying. Quessy, you know, has not drafted very well. And, you know, and some of his free agent signings this year haven't been so good. And so I kind of went back and I wanted to see what other free agent signings he had, and I Googled it. And I mean, I'm seeing mistakes. I mean, right there, I'm saying, who did they have in 2023? And they were naming guys that he had in 2025. I mean, I could see it right from the start. Mm-hmm. I've looked up a lot. So now I just skip past the ChatGPT AI and just jump to, you know, what's actually like some sort of a story or something that they found for me, because it's not reliable in any way, shape, or form. And for lawyers to use it, that's fine. But how hard is it to yourself do it, or to get a law clerk to do it, or get an associate to do it, to say, check and see if these cases are real? I mean, all cases have a citation number. We all have subscriptions to Westlaw, where if you go and type in the case number, it gives you, the case pops up on your screen. You know, it's a paid service. Every lawyer has to have it. All these old laws, things where you see all the law books on the walls, those aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody has a law book anymore. It's all done online. It's been this way since I've been a lawyer, which is 26 years.
You still have the shelves, though, to make it look good when people walk in the office?
I got shelves, but I don't have law books on them. I got some cool-looking shelves. But the point is, it's very simple to check for it. You just go and you do a Westlaw search, and if that case doesn't show up, you know it's called a hallucination. So, and this judge... And this is not this judge. So I got to read a little bit more about this story, because this judge strikes me as not the judge as I know. Within the legal community, as in many industries, lawyers and paralegals are using AI tools to improve efficiency. One consequence is that chatbots sometimes generate made-up information known as an AI hallucination. Hennepin County Judge Lori Miller said in a hearing on Friday, "In my experience and in the experience of colleagues, AI is not something that takes the place of human lawyers. At this point, I don't trust ChatGPT as far as I can throw it." Where in here is she not reprimanding these lawyers for doing this? There was a story a couple months back where the judge, there were multiple cases in this lawyer's brief, and the judge gave him a $5,000 sanction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the end of the world, but I mean, it's something. You know, you're not going to, you know, you could hold him in contempt and give him a night in jail, I suppose, if you can. You can't be citing fake stuff in your brief. And to sit there and if you use ChatGPT and don't check everything or any form of an AI and don't check everything, I mean, that's a serious violation, I think, of her. So she seems really, and then here's the thing. The lawyer's name is a guy named Frederick Knack. The case caught by Miller involved a memorandum written by veteran Twin Cities attorney Frederick Knack. Three different cases he cited in the 6-page document for a housing case that he claimed supported his legal argument did not exist. He says, I've had at least one other case in the last year where I've seen this happen. This is the judge. We're seeing increased reports of other courts seeing it happening as well. It's not an isolated problem. It's one we need to nip in the bud to see if we can turn it into an isolated problem, the judge said. Then Knack said, I was relying on the tool for efficiency, not deception, Knack said to the judge. This has mortified me beyond belief. There is no intent to deceive here. Well, not an intent, but it's called negligence.
Yes. I mean, not doing your job. You've read the news over the last couple of years of this happening multiple times.
Has been to some sort of a continuing legal education where they bring up AI, you got to be careful, you got to look, hallucinations. If this guy hasn't heard this, because if you gave me that brief and said, look at it, it would take me less than 5 minutes to find out. You just have to go on, put the name of the case in the Westlaw, and there's going to be, and you're not going to see a case. You're going to go, that ain't a real case. The judges I run in front of, I mean, you put a comma in the wrong place and they're dressing you down.
Sure.
I'm not kidding you. We had a case in our office, a law school classmate of mine, I won't use her name, but we were local counsel on a case, and the lead counsels who do everything, the local counsels do nothing. That means we're in Minnesota, we have to sign some of the pleadings, but they go and have the trial. And the main lawyers had violated all sorts of things and they were heavily sanctioned. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm sanctioning all the trial lawyers or counsel. And so my partner is losing his mind thinking, what? We had to file a brief with the judge to make it clear that we weren't included in that. So that was kind of sloppy writing on her part as well. So there you go. A little insight into some of the, but I'm shocked that the judge didn't do anything more than that. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more Vikings, Wolves, maybe Wild, maybe Twins with Chip Scoggins as he makes his weekly appearance here on the Chad Hartman Show. Korzenowski sitting in for Chad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.